Welcome back to National Board Conversation. On this episode, I have the privilege to speak to Claudine James. She's a National Board Certified Teacher in Arkansas and was recently featured as the number one education follower on TikTok. She has over 3 million followers on the platform, creating content to help students learn more about English. I'll talk to her about her rise on TikTok and get some tips for you to create more engaging and accessible content for your students. I won't keep you waiting. Here's my conversation with Claudine. Hey, Claudine, how you doing today? It's good to talk to you and good to get in touch.
Oh, great. Good to see you this afternoon and talk to you as well.
So you are a pretty big celebrity on TikTok, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But so we're going to get to know you a little bit first. Can you tell us what your current role is and where we're checking in from?
Okay. I am currently an ELA eighth grade teacher. I'm also ESL certified. And of course, I'm nationally board certified. And I teach in a middle school in Arkansas.
All right. So why did you end up becoming a teacher? What pushed you to become an English teacher?
It's a funny story behind that. And I've told it many times, but it is hilariously funny. I became a teacher because I've always wanted to be a teacher since the age of six. But I became a teacher because all of my aunts were teachers. And it just fascinated me to see people learn and you be in charge of them becoming smarter. And how I became an English teacher is in the eighth grade, I wanted to play basketball. And so I tried out for the basketball team. And the coach would never tell me whether or not I made the team. And she told me, she said, get a book and go over there and sit down by the wall and read. And I was like, okay, go sit down and read every day. And so I kept saying, okay, did I make the team? It's like 2 weeks and everybody else is practicing, but she keeps telling me to read, sit down and read, sit down and read. And so now we jokingly say, because she's like in her 80s and she's still living, she's like, I'm the reason you're an English teacher. Because I fell in love with reading as I was sitting on that wall. And then that's when I realized I wanted to become an English teacher.
That's awesome. So do you get to wrap basketball into any of your English lessons?
I don't. I really don't.
So what are some of your favorite lessons that you like to give as an English teacher?
Oh, I love teaching anything that motivates my students. Our theme for eighth grade is social justice and civic engagement or civic participation. So that everything along that line is just really, really good. I think one of my students called me the other day and he has graduated from the military academy. And he said, do you remember that lesson that we done when we had to write our obituary? And I was like, yes, and I'll always remember that. He said, and that made me think about what I wanted my life to be like, or what did I want my life to, you know, my legacy to be. And that was a lesson that I had incorporated with the novel study of The Outsider. So that's a book that I like to use in my lessons. But also I use a lot of up-to-date books, things that are just, you know, recently been published. In all lessons, I always try to do something that not only helps them become a better reader or a writer, but also to help all of my students become better responsible members of society.
Amazing. So off the top, you mentioned that you're a national board certified teacher. Why did you end up pursuing board certification and what was your journey like?
National board certification, I was in my internship. And I don't think I said this earlier, but I'm a traditional student. When I first originally graduated from high school, I went to school to be an accountant. And I had an associate degree and I owned my own daycare because I still, you know, wanted to have something to do with children and reading. So for 15 years, I was a preschool owner. And when my youngest son entered kindergarten, and that's when I went back to school and finished my certification to be a teacher. And in my internship, someone came into internship and they were talking about National Board Certification. And I thought, okay, I want to pursue that. And just as soon as I finished my second year of teaching, it was something with National Board called Take One. And you could actually take one of the components and you could do that and bank that score for after you had completed 3 years of teaching, and you could use that for your national birth certification. So I'm probably one of the few people that actually did the traditional take one, which is not even available now.
Yeah, I don't think so. So what was it like? What was your journey like? Did you achieve on your first try? Was it a little bit?
No. Okay. Take one. I passed on take one. And after take one, I banked that. And then I was ready to start my national board certification. However, what happened was I didn't pass the first time. And was I bombed? Oh my gosh, I was so bummed. And the main reason was, is because I was so close. I mean, I was within touching distance of actually passing. But you know what I always say? Things happen for a reason. And so I had to redo one of my components, and that was the student engagement component. And I remember the student that I picked, and I used her for my retake of that component. And you know, that student to this day still contacts me and tells me how impactful the lessons that I did with her are. So I think that I had to redo that in order to make that great impact for that student. And so, yeah, I look back and I hate that I had to retake it, but the journey and what I learned retaking that, I think it was worth it, to be honest.
Awesome, awesome. Do you have any advice for candidates currently going through the national board process?
Well, for one thing, the process has changed dramatically since I have, you know, certified. But I think that the one thing that I wish that someone would have told me is to not judge whether or not you made it the first year or not on how well on your impact as a teacher, because I really beat myself up really bad over that.
So it's not always easy to be a teacher. What keeps you coming back to the classroom year after year?
I think what keeps me coming back is the ability to know that I can make a difference, really, because teachers make all other professions possible. And, you know, I tell my students and I tell other people, I'm the Oprah of my classroom. You know, Oprah can make a difference and she can help people change. I can do that in my classroom. So that's what keeps me coming back, the ability and the opportunity to be able to continually make a difference.
Oh, that's an amazing perspective, and I really appreciate that. So recently you were featured and profiled as the top TikTok follower amongst educators. You have over 3 million followers on TikTok. That blows my mind. That's crazy. First, where can the listeners find you on TikTok?
I am on TikTok as I am that English teacher. And, you know, my mind is blown too. I posted just because my students told me if I posted grammar lessons on there, they would watch them. And I did not realize that the rest of the world would be watching as well.
So can you talk about what got you started? How did it all come together?
Just simple. I was posting my grammar lessons on YouTube, and I had a lot of students that were virtual at the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the comment sections, I'm looking at the views, and I'm like, this isn't agreeing with the amount of students that are virtual. So when the students would come back or I would converse with them, I said, why did you not watch it? Oh, Miss Jesus, it's YouTube. And I was like, okay, well, what can I do to get you to watch it? And one of the students said, Miss Jesus, if you put it on TikTok, everybody will watch it. I was like, okay. And everyone agreed. And just right then, that day, I asked the students, how do I get on TikTok? And it's history from there. It's just one day. And one day I had 1,000 followers. In a week, I had 10,000 followers. And in 6 weeks, I had 100,000 followers.
Oh, man. So that actually answered my next question. How have you seen your following grow over time? Like, it seems to have just grown in, I guess, over like weeks or so.
Yeah. Like from the time I went to bed last night and I woke up this morning, I had 500 new followers. Man. So I usually, and my students will be like, I didn't get 500 followers and I've been on TikTok for, you know, 2 years.
You got the jealous over there.
Yeah. You know, somebody at my school started a rumor that I was buying followers. And I told the students, I don't know if y'all don't know how my checking account is set up, but it's not set up like that. Like, I promise you, what is a TikTok follower going to do for my life? No, I'm not buying any. What I am doing is obviously providing something that the world needed. You know, these little short grammar lessons. A lady on TikTok the other day sent me a message and she was like, I work for the government and we do training lessons. She said, I really wish that they would make like watching maybe 15 of your TikTok videos part of our training. She said, because we just didn't learn these things. Or if we did, we forgot them.
Oh, man, they need you over there. So from memory, what was your most viral post on TikTok? Which vibe was the most viral grammar lesson?
It was one that was, it's so simple. It's seesaw scene and was and were, because you know, the kids will say, I seen you. You can't say, you can't use the word seen unless you use have or had. You have to say, I have seen or I had seen. And I just simply put it up on the board and I had the students repeating after me. And I think that overnight it had 1 million views and now it's up to like 55 million.
Oh man, that is amazing. So do you have any tips for educators trying to engage on social media, engage your students?
I do. The state of Arkansas, which I live in, I was in contact with some people at the Department of Ed because of course they found out about my TikTok. And so they actually, I guess you could say, combed through my TikTok account. And I was so happy because they said it was the model engagement that they would see an educator being able to highlight and showcase. It's not anything that a parent can watch because I don't do any dancing. I simply teach or I give new information. It's either a grammar lesson, a vocabulary lesson, or a did you know lesson. It's something you're going to gain from every video that I post. And so that just really made me happy to know that I'm doing something that is highlighting education in a positive perspective, because you always hear about the negative as far as educators. My total suggestion to any educator posting on social media is think about, is that going to be an embarrassment to you later on down the road? Is it possibly going to be an embarrassment to your school district? And most importantly, how do you want the world to look at you later on? As an educator, you can do anything that you want personally, but if you're posting on social media and it's not a private account and you're an educator, you are posting and you are representing education. And we don't need anything to make education look negative at all. Education is a positive thing. It's everything. Education is the most powerful weapon used to change the world. And so we as educators do not need to do anything to make our job or what we do or our mission look like it's anything other than positive.
Awesome, Over. Well, thank you. And I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. It's clearly having a positive impact. 3 million followers is a lot of people, and you know, being able, and it seems to be important to you to make that change. And we're really happy over at the National Board to have you as a National Board certified teacher.
Well, let me make one little correction. It's actually 3.3 million.
Oh, followers. Sorry about that. 3.3 million followers. Let me give you your credentials. Let me give you your bona fides. Let me know.
Because that 0.3 is 300,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of folks.
That you were leaving some change off the table.
The last thing, we have a new feature on this podcast. We call it a shoulder tap. This is when you give a teacher a tap on the shoulder, let them know they're ready to become National Board certified. And on here, you'll just give them a quick shout out. So with that, who are you giving the shoulder tap?
I want to give a shoulder tap to Sarah Freyer, who is a elementary educator in the District of Columbia. She's energetic, she's engaging, she's motivational, and she just is a go-getter. And so I would highly suggest that she look into becoming National Board certified.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Claudine, for taking the time. This is so much fun. I had a really good time talking to you, and I'm gonna have to go follow you on TikTok. I'm not even on there.
And you know what? Someone said last week, I didn't join TikTok until I saw one of your TikTok videos posted on Facebook, and now I really want to follow you. And so they joined TikTok just because of me. So do it because of me.
Look at that. Changing the world one step at a time. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for taking the time. What a great conversation. Be sure to check out Claudine's TikTok content, and I hope you were able to take something from our conversation. I want to say thank you again to Claudine for joining me, and thank you for listening to National Board Conversations. Be sure to follow us on our social media for all National Board-related updates, and we'll see you next time.